At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now, at 12:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dog daring you since 1990, because what else would we do right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank? Coming up in around about, I don't know what to call it. What do I have to call it? Let's call it 55 minutes. No, let's call it 60 minutes, around about the midnight 5, midnight 10 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're getting there. I'm telling you, last week was good for us in getting us caught up. We'll see how the next couple of weeks go, because of course, tonight is my last night on the air for a few weeks. Next week we'll have DJ Ryan D played by Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mind. We had to make a little switch up there. I'm sure Mike Conway will be in here playing the best of new independent rock music. No, he won't. But it'll be great because it's Mike from Classic Rock Mind filling in for Bubbles in the Think Tank next week. We'll see if he does obits. I bet he'll do some. Then the week after, on the official 33rd anniversary of me, Belinda, it will be not Belinda, Chuck U, sitting in, taking care of you on that night. Then I'll be back in March. And that's just how it's going to go. So just be prepared for it. There will likely be a March show that will hopefully be DJ Ryan D. But that's ages away from now. That's like a whole nother lifetime, so don't you even worry your pretty little head about it. But we warned you, yes, you, the listener, that tonight would be a free association because I don't have time for this business tonight. I have time for this business. I didn't have time for the prep business because I'm getting on a plane in 5 hours. 5 hours. So you're getting the last of me before I get on a plane and leave this country. So hopefully you're going to enjoy every last little drop that we can give you tonight of the silliness that you have come to expect here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you all so much for participating in the free association over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. No, there will be no additional songs jammed in there tonight. It's all right down to the second. So I better get started before I mess up that right down to the second business. Free association, of course. Listeners, give me words. I play the first thing that pops into my head related to them. Jam it into an hour and call it a radio show. So let's have a jitterbug fashion parade right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hats and ties of all sizes and shapes, one button rolls and semi-drapes. High-class cocktails, special made for the jitterbug fashion parade. Everyone saying all rude back bout. That guy on the saxophone just knocks me out. He comes on in with a mellow riff, make you want a jitterbug till your joints get stiff. Cause everybody's here from all over town, getting real high and mighty low down. This ain't no place for no old maids when they're trying to wedge in on a jitterbug fashion parade.
Kitty cat, 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 kitty cats, oh them cats, kitty cats, pretty cats, kitty cats, kitty cats, kitty cats. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty, kitty cat.
Rick Stockwell. sky is gray and the moon is hazed, I'll be down to get you. Roots of earth will shake. Sinister purpose, knocking at your door. Come and take my hand. Burn away the goodness, you and I remain. Did you see the last war? Well, here I am again. Sinister purpose, knocking on your coffin lid. Come and take my hand. The old lady likes me to sing this song to her. I'm her favorite ghoul, you know. All right, my dear, knock, knock, knock on your coffin door. Open up. There you go. Oh, my. What have you done to yourself, my dear? You didn't have to put all that makeup on. I would have recognized you anywhere. It's been a while, my dear. Once a year at Halloween, you know. When the sky is gray and the moon is hazed, I'll be down to get you. Roots of earth will shake. Now move over, my dear. Give me a little room, eh? I can set you free, make you rich and wise. We can live forever. Look into my eyes. Sinister purpose, knocking at your door. Come and take my hand. Look, get a little more. More, more, my dear. We have until the sun comes up, you know. It smells rather weird in here. Is that you or me, my dear? Sinister purpose, knocking at your door.
I am strange. My mind is tinted with the colors of madness. They fight in silent fury in the effort to possess each other. I am strange. I have approached a degree of love that is so unwise. In one world that it is wisdom in another. I am strange. I no longer have respect for hate, for I am stronger than hate. I'm contemptuous of both those who hate and those who destroy. I am not a part of the world which hates and the world which destroys. I want a better world, and not only do I want a better world, I seek to live a better life, that I might have the right to be a part of a better world. If I hate and destroy, I have no right to speak of love. Love is greater than hate, and I have chosen love above all else in the world. I am strange. I know a secret truth. I have a secret rendezvous. The wind touches against my window pane. Come with me, it says. Come with me. I am a force. You are a force. We are brothers, though I am invisible. I cover the earth. When I'm wrathful, no wall can hold me. Nothing can withstand my will. What is your thought? What is your desire? Come, my brother. You are dear to me. I cannot come to you in full force, for you are too weak to contain me. I might lift you from the ground and frighten you. In this careless moment, I might drop you in my jaw that you want me to come to you. I cannot approach you in your weakness. I am too strong. Come to me as cautious as you will. I will accept you. For the spirit of man is more like myself than anything on earth. Almost, I think I am the pattern for the spirit of man. For if the spirit of man is strong, no power on earth is greater, and no wall can contain it. It will cover the breadth and the width of earth, for like I, the wind, an aroused spirit is greatly to be feared. What weapons are there to use against the invisible? Only fools seek to harm the wind. Only fools seek to harm the brother of the wind. Come, spirit of man, I will take you to new worlds. I will take you to inner unseen worlds, greater in splendors than anything life contains. If you are fearful, you will die in your fear. But if you become as I, you will be strong and do as I, the wind, come and go as I choose, and none can stop me.
And now for something completely different. It's...
Oh, look, another Alanis Morissette song.
No, it's a parody.
What, you mean a dead parody?
No.
I'm selling dead parrots and chocolates with frogs and spam served with spam and spam.
I don't want any spam.
I work in a cheese shop. I've got me a silly walk. That's really not all that silly.
But what it all comes down to
is that I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
Well, there's a penguin on that telly, and Dr. Brunofsky knows how it got there.
How's he know that? He knows everything.
I wouldn't like that to take all the mystery out of life.
I need a fish license and one for a alpha bee. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no. Mr. Creoso, cause every sperm is
sacred. And what it all comes down to
is I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. There's a penguin on that telly,
and an argument isn't just contradiction.
Yes it is.
No it isn't.
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 Thank you.
This song will now pause for a brief intermission. Albatross! Albatross!
Two ice creams, please.
I don't have any ice creams. I just got the albatross.
Well, what flavor is it?
It's not any bloody flavor. It's an albatross.
Well, it's got to be some kind of flavor.
All right, it's bloody albatross flavor.
Do you get wafers with it?
And what it all comes down to is the philosophy department's name is Bruce.
Hot enough to boil a monkey's bum in here.
Cause there's a penguin on the telly, and it is about to explode.
How'd he know that would happen?
An inspired guess. Now, go get a shrubbery for the knights who say nee, then cut a tree with a herring. I'm stoning the Romans, cause what have they done for us? I'll just look on life's bright side.
But what it all comes down to
is you've never seen such a foul-tempered rodent.
Run away, run away, run away.
But there's a penguin on the telly, and a naked man is playing an organ.
Ooh, cheeky, isn't he? That's a rather bad joke.
And what it all comes down to, my friends, yeah, is that everything here is silly, silly, silly.
Stop the CD, stop the music, stop it. Now, I've noticed a tendency for this CD to get rather silly. Now, I like Alanis Morissette's parodies as much as the next person, but that's besides the point. That last song you had was very silly indeed, and this one is even sillier, so I'm putting a stop to it. And if there is to be any continuation of this sort of silliness, I shall come down upon this CD like a ton of bricks. It's far too silly. And furthermore... Yah!
We'll be right back. scream with the devil. Go wild with the witch. Now, twice the terror in one double shock show. First, the most astounding downpour of horror ever seen, The Devil's Reign, starring William Shatner and John Travolta in his most exciting film. From the creators of Planet of the Apes, heaven help us all, When the Devil's Reign. Plus, on the same show, the girl with the powers of the super unnatural, the Virgin Witch. She'll take you on and turn you on. The witching hour is here. The Virgin Witch. See two double shockers from Joseph Brenner releasing. The Devil's Reign plus The Virgin Witch. Together, they'll leave you gasping. This program, rated R.
He got up one morning in the jungle and he stretched and he said, "Ah, what a beautiful morning. And I really feel I can do with some loving, but preferably from a big fat woman." And when he did like this, he saw an elephant coming through the bushes. He jumped up on the elephant back and started working out. The elephant didn't even know he was there. So the elephant stepped on a broken bottle and went like this, The monkey put his mouth to the elephant's ears and said, "Am I hurting you, darling?" Never me again to go and look for employment. I ain't walking away and I ain't looking for no work. Because they have some things that when you go to look for employment, they have a lot of stupidness that does ask you. They have a form, you have to put your father name, your mother name, everybody name, and which part you work last, and all kind of stupidness. So I fully know this form. And when I reach down in the left-hand corner, they have a place marked sex. So I go back to the receptionist. I say, "Well, what happening here? What? I see they have sex here." She say, you have to fill it out. The form would be incomplete if you don't fill it out. So I go back and I say, "Which part they had sex?" I say, "I put 4 or 5 times a night."
Could that really have been half an hour? I'm dubious. Dubious, I tell you. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is a free association episode of the program. As if you couldn't tell. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization looking to expand in the New England region. The program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, you can go to bpsa-us.org or give them a call. 636-542-8855. I'm sure they would love to hear your pretty little voice. It's a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO right here in Medford. So much silliness yet to go in tonight's free association episode. Thank you all so much for helping me out, by the way. Anytime I'm about to leave town for personal or business reasons, this one being a combinational of those things, doing a free ass on the way out is always a very helpful thing. So thank you very much. So let's get right back to it because we have got plenty to jam in here tonight. Oh, by the way, that last piece from the High Risers, I would just like to say how excited we are here at Bubbles in the Think Tank to learn that the High Risers have reformed. And they're going to be giving us more High Risers goodness in the very near future. We are totally excited about it. They haven't been bee's knees in way too long. Let's get them back in that mix, shall we? Yes, please. And now we move on to a little something from Deke Watson and the Brown Dots. His Brown Dots, by the way, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Find your mouth, baby. We can have a lot of fun. Yes, a lot of fun. Cause, baby, you're the cutest one. You're so sweet. You're so neat. When you're walking down the street, everybody says, baby, you're the cutest one. You're so heavenly. What a break for me. Baby, can't you see? I'm in love. Satchel mouth, baby. We can have a lot of fun. Yes, a lot of fun.
Love, love, love. Sad your mouth. Baby.
Ooh, bobble, bob.
Baby, you're the cutest
We had a donkey, we kept it in the yard. One day in the winter, it was snowing hard. Mother said the donkey must be cold in the yard. Bring him in the kitchen and let him have a warm. In came the donkey, bit me father's ear. Took it for a cabbage leaf and broke the chandelier.
Out went the gas,
and then it came alight again.
Poor father's head.
The donkey took a bite again.
Mother took a knife and thought to stick it in the ass. Stuck it in my father's head and out went the gas.
Ain't you mad? You can't get any.
Mother sewed me drawers up.
Feed them. him out there. Oh, snow. They're eating. I see them there. I'm so damn glad I'm not a goose.
Mommy, mommy, mommy. Mommy, mommy, mommy. Mommy, mommy, mommy. Mommy, mommy, mommy.
My baby daughter was crying.
I'm hungry, I'm hungry.
She begged. My wife was in tears. I'd not worked for 2 years. Laid up with my rheumatic leg. With a poodle, a cat, and a budgie. Three more hungry mouths I must feed. Now I'm asking you, what else could I do? Oh, whose was the greatest need?
Mommy, I don't like my meat.
Hush, child, don't speak while you're chewing. Oh, Lord, please forgive what I'm doing. Mommy, I don't like my meat.
Mommy, mommy, mommy. Mommy, mommy, mommy. Mommy, mommy, mommy. Mommy, mommy, mommy.
Mommy, where's Joey?
I told her the budgie was chicken. Last Sunday we shared out the wing. I collected his feathers and stuck them together. She's asking me why he don't sing.
Why don't he sing, Mommy?
Tomorrow we'll curry the poodle. He should last us a couple of days. We'll try to disguise him so she won't recognize him. But how will I feel when she says,
Mommy, I don't like my meat.
Hush, babe, don't talk while you're eating. But something inside her is repeating. Mommy, I don't like my meat. Oh, mommy, 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 I don't like my meat. She'll never know why I pray. Yet something keeps making her say it. Mommy, I don't like my meat.
Mommy, mommy, mommy. Mommy, mommy, mommy.
Mommy, there's something stuck
mommy,
in my throat.
Mommy,
it's a collar.
Mommy, mommy,
where's
mommy,
Bonzo?
Mommy, hush, child. Bonzo is in the oven. In heaven.
Mommy.
Mommy, mommy, mommy.
I haven't seen Tiddles around. And where's Colin the tortoise? And Mommy, where's Daddy?
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
Wow, infotainment.
I sure like the butter them buns.
some of them buns.
If I ever got my hands on them buns, ooh-wee! Them is the softest buns I has ever done had.
Say
bye.
didn't do womp, 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 womp. I didn't do womp, 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 womp. I didn't do womp.
My baby, she don't go to shows.
I didn't do womp.
She don't put on no fancy clothes.
I didn't do womp.
I never have to spend a dime.
I didn't do womp.
She'd rather stay home and pass the time.
I didn't do womp.
George.
And beep beep to you.
Did you bring me the scoop, Harpo? Good, let's have it. Oh, no, not a cold scoop.
Smart as a whip, this kid.
Harpo, let me explain to you what a scoop is. For instance, if you knew a story about one of Hollywood's great lovers that no one else knew, that would be a scoop. Oh, you mean you've got such a story? Oh, wonderful. Who's the great love o'clock, Abel? No, huh? Errol Flynn? Not him either. Jerome Power? Well, who is it then?
Oh, no. Spring is here.
Now, George, this might be a very interesting story. Tell me about it, Harpo. I suppose there's a girl involved. Oh, well, I don't know if that's three plain ones or one knockout. Oh, one knockout. Then you have a rival, I suppose. Oh, I thought so. What sort of a fella is he?
He doesn't like a villain.
No, he sounds like a cad. Now, when did all this take place, Harpo? Oh, yeah, I see. Saturday night. Now, exactly what happened on Saturday night? Oh, you called on your girl. Were her mother and father home? Oh, just her mother.
This is the greatest story since Lost Weekend.
Well, what happened next, Harpo? Did you take your girl over to the sofa? Uh-huh. And then what? Oh, I see. Well, how do you feel when you kiss your girl, Harpo? She must be quite a girl. All right, you were kissing her. Then what? Uh-huh. And was there someone at the door, maybe? Uh-huh. What
was it? Got the shoe backwards, but we got it in.
The rival, huh? And what did he want? Oh, same thing you wanted. Well, did he take your girl away from you? Oh, poor Apple. Did you find someone else to neck with? Oh, yeah? Who was she?